Part of the AWP, Jay Charles plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Police Chief Kurt Putney is holding some forums this morning and tomorrow morning, talking about the release of the video and having people come out to talk about it. Ms. Jessica is going to join in the conversation. We want to have a conversation here on radio. What do y'all think about the release of the video? What did you think after you saw the video? Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. What did you think about the release of the video?
I think they told him to drop the weapon like a lot of times. And he should have dropped it like when he knew they were there. He knew when they pulled up. He knew they were coming. And I'm sure he heard them. So it kind of made me think that, I don't know, he was kind of wanting to be killed in a way. But yeah, I think that he should have definitely dropped it. Being a black man, he should have dropped it. That should have been the first thing that he should have did. I kind of really don't see anything, you know, too wrong about the video. They did their job.
Okay, that's you know I've been hearing this split on both sides, Bert. Like I've been hearing a lot of people say that, and then I've been hearing a lot of people say that they think it was wrong for shooting. So we're taking more of your comments. 570 WPEG, Queen City, Charlotte, America. What did you think about the release of the video? It's Pod 88.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. You saw the video on yesterday, Charlotte America, the release of the CMPD officer involved shooting at the Burger King on Beatty's Ford Road. What did you think? Good morning.
What up, man? It's Sherrod.
What up, Sherrod?
I ain't making no noise. Hey, man, that dude, it was both of them at the same time. That dude was murdered, but man, everybody got that. Anybody with any sense got that twist in their head, man, where you know. You already like, come on, man. They sitting there yelling guns drawn on you. You sitting there in your same pose, man. People got that twitch. All you had to do was open your hand, man, put the gun down. They still murdered that dude, though. I mean, he wasn't trying to swing on them.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
Straight up. Like, gotta have that twitch, man.
Thank you, bro.
Already.
Pod 88, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to give a comment about the shooter.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
I feel like it was a police wrongful shooting because they asked him to put the gun down. Yeah, they excuse my baby, I got profit.
It's all good.
He's trying to say good morning to
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
But they, you know, they asked him to put the gun down. As soon as he put the gun down, they shot him. At that point, you know, it has to be some type of police training that killing someone is wrong. Just as soon as they pulled out the gun, they could have pulled out a taser and tased him. The gun was down. But they didn't shoot until he dropped the gun. That was my biggest thing with the video. Yes, he had a gun. I can acknowledge that he had a gun. But once they told him to drop it, they kept saying drop it. As soon as he dropped the gun, they killed him.
All right. Thank you,
baby.
That's
not fair.
Thank you. Pod 98, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? What did you think about the CMPD release of the officer involved shooting on Burger King on Beatty's Ford Road?
It was hard to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It really was. Mm-hmm. I really wish he would have complied. I really like to know, you know, what happened, everything before then. And I just wondered if they could have not tased him.
Mm.
Like, it took quite a, I mean, they did say it repeatedly. And like I said, I wish he would have complied. And but at the same time, it looked like he could have been scared too. It looked like he could have just froze and was trying to figure out. I mean, I guess in the time that he's thinking, he should have just put the gun down. But at the same time, could they not have tased him in all that time?
Okay,
as opposed to just shooting him. Yeah.
Thank you. Pod 88 WPG. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
I had a comment about the video. I watched it. And I just feel like I have mixed feelings. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like that the gentleman should have had a little bit more communication, because just standing mm-hmm. there doing nothing, that the police already was called because he had a gun. So when they came, they did their job. They already had their guns pointing. So at that point, he should have been like, so where do you want me to drop the gun? Should I kick it? You know what I'm saying? He should have had more communication with the police, because it was unclear. You got all these people yelling at you. I understand he could have been scared. But when they was telling him to move it, it looked like he was trying to get it out of his pocket, or it could have been on his in his lap because of the way he was slouched down. So the moment he did try to retrieve the gun and put it down, that's when he got shot. So I do feel like the officer was wrong for shooting where she shot him. She should have, you know, she could have pointed down and, you know, hit him with the leg, you know, movement or whatever, because I don't think his intentions was to turn around and shoot them with the gun. He was just trying to probably retrieve it. So I have mixed feelings on it. I feel like the police officer was wrong for shooting to kill, and I feel like the guy was wrong for not articulating his next move. Like, what should I do? What do you want me to put the gun? You want me to put it down? You want me to slide to you? You know, he should have been more communicative with the officers.
Yeah, I definitely agree with, you know, it could have been more communication on his part. It's like she said, it's definitely hard to watch, and you just wish it could have went a different way on both parties. You wish it could have went a different way on both parties. Let me tell y'all something, though. I've been through the police training facility. They do like a reenactment of different situations. And, you know, they give you the same weapons they have. They give you all the weapons they have. And one thing that I learned going through the training is once a gun comes into play, the taser is automatically out of play. It's almost like it's a threat for threat type thing. So if you got a gun, I've got a gun, I'm automatically going to my gun as an officer. Most officers are, I would say 99% of them are not going to use a taser in a gun situation. So once they heard gun, they got several different 911 calls about a person with a gun. They arrive on the scene. The young man does have a gun. They automatically are going to their gun. So everybody who's saying why they didn't tase him, that's why. Because if you have a weapon that's a gun, you have escalated the threat on a scale of 1 to 10 to a 12. You have put yourself in danger, officers in danger, and other civilians in the area in danger. So just know that once the word gun comes into play, the threat level has went to a 12.
So
the taser is the taser, the pepper spray, the baton, all that is out of play.
I get that.
I'm just telling you I've been through the training. I'm just telling you that's how it goes. That's right. How it goes down.
But the same way that's how they train them to react if they see a gun, they can train them differently. Because
I don't think
in this situation, mm-hmm. there are different scenarios when it comes to a gun.
Right.
We've seen videos where somebody is blatantly brandishing a gun at the police.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
But this wasn't that case.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, even though you're a police officer, all of your training is supposed to come to play then. Like when they come up on the vehicle, okay, you see that this man is not an immediate threat.
To who?
It's two people around it.
Right, and it's a person in the car.
It's a person in the car.
So, you know, the training tells you to protect everybody, not just the officers.
True.
Because a lot of people think, you know, well, if the officer's not in danger, then they don't supposed to do anything.
That's true.
But that's not the way they're trained. They're trained to protect everybody in the situation.
Right, and everybody includes the person with
yes,
the gun.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
It includes that person. So my thing is, what happened to, okay, they're running up on the car mm-hmm. with their guns
mm-hmm.
drawn.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, not at one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Point does one of those officers say, okay, calm down, everybody calm
right,
down
right,
let's take a second and see if we can get you to push the gun over here. They just say drop the gun. They don't say kick the gun to me. They
right.
don't say lay down. I agree
the instruction was not clear except drop the weapon.
That's
and
right.
And Shark asked a valid question. He said, you know, how is he supposed to, you know, get rid of the weapon?
Yeah, that's the $1 million question to me. What is the proper steps of protocol, whether they say it one time or 20 times? Change the scenario if they only said it one time, drop the gun. I need the exact steps on how
yeah.
do I drop this
and
gun.
And we're working to get a CMPD officer in here tomorrow to discuss that because I think that definitely needs to be discussed.
Mm.
And, you know, I think what I've been thinking about, and I was talking to my partners in the community, I think we need a direct for all across the country, but definitely we need a surrender measure. Yeah, like if I do such and such, I'm saying to you, I surrender. And I'm not a threat. And I think if I'm a person and I'm in this situation and I do this and then something happens to me, there needs to be an automatic for the officer involved in that situation. Because if there's a surrender measure where we as civilians are saying, hey, I surrender. It used to be if you put your hands up. Mm. But I think we need to reinvent that, and we need to revisit that.
We do.
Because it's got to stop, man. Like, it's.
At what point does common sense come to play also?
Right. I agree with you.
At the same time, you told this man 20 times or however many times to drop the gun.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. If I'm telling somebody to drop a gun, I don't know how many times. Nobody, when they called, said any shots were fired.
Right.
Nobody, when they called, said that he was brandishing a gun at any specific person.
Right.
And so when you get on the scene,
and he's
as
calm,
a police
he's
officer,
calm, the, he's calm. Calm the whole time in the video. Like he's not irate. So I agree with you. Like when they could have definitely assessed the situation right. A little different.
I don't want
when
no,
they arrived
I don't
on
want
the
no
scene.
Scared ass police officer protecting me. I'm sorry, I don't. Because if you got a scared police officer, that's what happened to Jonathan Farrell. They were scared.
Yeah,
that's why they shot that man. He was in an accident and he needed help. They were scared, so they shot him. They walked up to this man.
It
at
wasn't
Burger
they.
King.
It was one officer that shot him.
Right. I'm sorry.
It wasn't they. It was one.
It was. I say they because police. Oh, but yeah. At the same time, this man at Burger King, they were scared. They already had it in their mind what the situation was before they even got there to assess the situation.
I agree with that.
Because it's a whole damn movie out called The Negotiator with police, about police. But nobody uses negotiators anymore. You either do what I say or I'm going to kill you. That's the law now.
You know what? I think definitely when you get on the scene, somebody's got to be in charge of the scene. And that's usually
they
how
do.
It is. But looking at this video, it looks like no officer really had control of the scene.
They didn't even try to take control of the scene.
It should be one officer in control of the scene at all times. Like somebody should have got there and been like, hey, I got it. Listen, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to communicate with this man. And this is what needs to happen. This step 1, 2, 3, 4. That's what needs to happen.
Right.
We got more of your comments on the way. It's Charlotte's Plug and Spot out of the gate.
The only hip hop morning show is
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.